This is Coffee at KYUK, conversation between friends and neighbors. Come in and have a cup.
Joining us for coffee this morning is Taylor Finley from TWC and Michaela Miller from the library, here to talk about the upcoming Pride celebrations we're having in Bethel. Good morning to you both.
Good morning,
good
everybody.
Good morning.
Happy Pride. It's
woo,
June.
Woo, 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 Pride.
Yay.
So I feel like every year Pride has grown and expanded in Bethel. Last year we had our first drag show.
Yay.
We've had parades, marches for the last almost 7 years now.
Yeah, I believe this is our eighth, actually.
That's wild. I mean, I remember my first year here, I was surprised when Bethel had a Pride march. Very excited, but surprised. So what do we have happening this year?
Absolutely. Also, you are totally right. I just realized Teens Acting Against Violence, TAV, started Pride in 2019, and with some basic math, you are right. This is year seven. Thank you. Sorry about that.
Sometimes I can't count. Like,
I was like, 2019 to 2020, carry the one, that's seven. It's 2026. It's like, that's a century, Taylor. You don't do that with years. Like, oh, geez. Anyway, yeah, so Pride this year, our seventh annual, is still hosted by Teens Acting Against Violence, along with TWC as a partner and our good pals, the library, the Kuskokwim Consortium Library.
We're never not doing something together, Taylor.
That's for real. There's just so much overlap. And, you know, if you look at the library as, like, prevention for, you know, all kinds of things, like education slide, prevention of illiteracy, like, there's so much overlap that prevention covers, and prevention is early education. And what's
Taylor,
education? A library.
Taylor and I are the same person, I've discovered.
Yes.
But Pride, yeah, it's just to give you some dates, it is next Friday. We're doing our community Pride celebration.
That's June 26th.
And it's going to be from 4 to 9, and we have it pretty packed full of fun activities and things and art and celebration and dance.
Yes, dance party.
Dance party.
Dance party.
Will it be DJed by my favorite DJ in town, DJ Mackie M?
Absolutely not.
DJ,
I found it.
No, DJ Spotify is going to be there.
we need to, what's your DJ name?
Oh. That's a really good question. I don't have a DJ name. That's on my list, so whatever you make my DJ name, that's the DJ that will be in the house.
Okay, we'll get DJ to be determined.
Honestly, let's leave it at that.
I like DJ TBD.
Yep.
It's one of my initials. Anyway, so in the past, we've sort of done Pride like over a weekend and had several events all at once. And just with as much stuff as going on in Bethel, we were seeing like smaller attendances over sort of time, and we said, you know what, let's have it be one day and sort of hit all of the time slots that people are available and just have one big giant Pride party situation. Mm-hmm. So on the day, that's June 26th, starting at 4 o'clock, from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock,
yep,
we are going to be doing like a community hangout day. So that's going to be, there's going to be pizza and drinks. There's going to be a specially curated library display of all kinds of queer books, queer representation, queer education. Teens Acting Against Violence will be there selling our brand new Teens Acting Against Violence merchandise. We just updated our logo, and the teens are really excited to show off the new logo they designed. And since TAV has been this like founder of Pride in Bethel, we thought it made sense to sort of highlight them this year on our seventh year. We'll also, what craft projects are we working on this year, Michaela?
So we have a few different ones because we're going to be doing a march following the community celebration. We'll be doing sign making. So you'll be able to come make your own sign. There's also going to be a community art project where we're going to take this giant canvas tarp and people are going to decorate it in celebration of Bethel Pride. We are also be making our own pins. We are doing pin making. So if you, instead of having things preset for you, you get to make your own, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah, especially with like identity things, you know, like we had all kinds of stickers and stuff, but who knows if there was something that like felt like you or looked like you or matched your identity. And we said, you know what? A, instead of buying a bunch of plastic crap, which we do all the time, and B, like in an effort to like truly be inclusive, let's make our own things. Let's have our own art, you know, draft the script of our own identities, if you will. So, yeah, pin making, super jazzed about.
You're such a better speaker than I am.
I think you both are doing great.
No, so I was just like, that was so eloquent that I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Eloquent. Eloquent. That's a RuPaul's Drag Race quote. You're welcome.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. Yes, so from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, we've got all of those drop-in, hang-out, meet and support your queer peers and queer community members, make art together, eat pizza together, donated by Uncommon. Thank you so much, Uncommon. They are a huge supporter every year. Love them. They'll get a really nice thank you card from us. And then from 6 o'clock to 6:30, we will meet in the front of the Cultural Center to gather for our Pride March. We will have a few speakers who talk about, you know, what is Pride? What is important about Pride in our community? And how do we as a community make Bethel a safe, welcoming, affirming place for our LGBTQIA, 2S+, siblings, friends, and family members? That march will be from the Cultural Center down to Watson's Corner, right all the way on back. We'll end at the Cultural Center, where we'll all return inside, and magically a DJ booth and dance floor will have appeared. So at 6:30, we'll return back to the Cultural Center, use our signs that we've made as some extra decorations, and there will be a big old dance party. We've got a really fun lighting set up. We've got some really awesome music ready. And so from 6:30 to 9 o'clock, everybody gets to hang and dance and have a good time together. So hopefully people want to dress up. We'll have some body glitter available. We'll have some sparkle action available. It should be super fun. And all of these events on the 26th are all ages, family friendly, and welcome. Everyone who would like to attend is welcome.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. That's next Friday or next Friday, June 26th at the Cultural Center. Come celebrate Pride. And, you know, it's an opportunity to be yourself, to find community.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Pride programming? I know the library has Pride programming as well, or just in book displays. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Michaela?
Well, the quote that I love is, libraries are for everyone, and that means literally everybody. And so we should have books that reflect and represent all of our community members, and we strive to make sure that that happens. So this month, if you stop by the library now, you'll see our Pride display. Some recent additions that I'm really excited about are actually some, like, information on Two-Spirit, indigenous communities. So, if you're interested in learning a little bit more about Two-Spirit, I highly recommend those two that we have. But we also have, like, all of the classics. Classics being, to me, Simon and the Homo Sapien Agenda. But also some queer authors like Arnold Lobel, which is the author of Frog and Toad, if anyone didn't know.
Represent.
Who is, yeah, one of my favorites. it's like a celebration of literature in both the creator, the work, and also of the characters, because we want to make sure everyone has the window and mirror, right? It's like we want to be able to see into someone else's life, but we also want to be able to see ourselves reflected. So we always want to have literature that reflects that for our community.
Absolutely. I feel like it's so important to see yourself reflected in other things. You're like, oh, I'm not alone. I know there's other people out there. And you see that in literature. You go to the library, you see that. But you also, you know, having these events led by, like, strong queer people in the Bethel community. You get these young people who can look up and see these people thriving and supporting other young people. And, you know, it makes those young people want to do the same.
Absolutely. I can remember, you know, I never saw vocally out queer, successful, happy people as a child. And I think that my life would have looked a lot different if I would have seen, you know, an example around me. So I think it's really exciting to get to have that opportunity, that we do have increased safety to be ourselves now, and that it's also our responsibility to attend to these things, to speak up, to get in good trouble, and make sure that Road Ahead stays safe for everyone.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Now, a question that has been on my mind. I hear you guys are selling Tav merch, as you mentioned, but... Ooh,
that would be correct.
Any new Pride shirts coming our way?
Unfortunately, we did not have the same amount of money this year, so if anyone wants to order their own Bethel Pride shirt, I will happily give them the design, and you are welcome to order them yourselves, as long as you leave the Teens Acting Against Violence logo on it. I've got, I think, 6 tiny kids' shirts that I will be bringing and giving them to whoever would like them, but unfortunately, this year we will only have the merch, but it is like a top priority goal for next year to bring back Pride merch.
Those shirts that Taylor is wearing right now flew off the shelves. Mm-hmm. They are fantastic, a wonderful design, and I was wearing mine the other day, and someone was like, wow, where did you get that shirt from? And I was like, we got Pride last year. They were...
And there are 2 designs, and I bought both.
Oh, same.
Oh, yeah.
And I probably wear one of them, like, at least every other week.
Yep.
Like, it's... They're important to me. We'll bring them back, friends, I promise.
But I'm excited for the new Tav merch. I've seen the logo, but I'm excited to see the new stuff that you guys have. Mm-hmm. Also, just the Tav kids are so great, and I love that they are the ones who pushed for Pride in 2019. Can
Absolutely.
You tell us a little bit about their work with, you know, Pride and as an organization supporting queer youth?
Absolutely. So officially, as to the absolute best of my knowledge, Tav is the only like sanctioned queer safe space in Bethel. So since Tav has always been a space where people can come if they maybe don't have another group they belong to, you know, it's an activity that is a little bit more open-ended and accessible than maybe sports if you don't have the equipment or the time. And so we sort of were like a more blanket open space, and that sort of attracted people who didn't maybe have community anywhere else. So for a very long time, Tav attendees have, there's been lots of queer representation within our Tav group because it is a safe space where safe adults listen and affirm and don't try to change who you are and empower you to be safe in your relationships, whatever those relationships look like. So for a very long time, queer young people have felt safe with us. And over time, that developed into them, you know, they see themselves in Tav and they're like, where are we everywhere else, right? And so that spark of social push and that spark of community action really came from, you know, the ability to be oneself and safe and develop the sort of flex your say something muscles, like I always say. When someone feels safe in themselves, they can speak up and they can make progress and change. And that's exactly what the young people of Tav did in 2019. And every year we check back in about our priorities and what we think is important and what we want to do. And every year since then, they've said, absolutely, Pride, this is important. This is what we want to do. This is what we want to set up. It's where we want to be seen. So as long as I'm working with youth, we're going to listen to them and we're going to make happen exactly what they want to see in their community. So Pride won't be going away anytime soon.
Absolutely. And I feel like, you know, the teens push for it, and then the community shows up.
Mm-hmm.
I think about last year, there was 3 different events going on the same day. It was the Pride March, it was the volleyball tournament, it was the triathlon, and in the afternoon, it was the drag show. And yet, people still showed up for
hundreds,
all 3 events.
Hundreds of people.
Hundreds
yeah.
of people showed mm-hmm. up for the drag show. There was a great turnout for the march. The event at the library before that,
yep.
you know, people are supportive of this in the community. You can see it in the numbers, and I think it just grows every year.
Absolutely. That's just the importance of Pride, you know, like it's somewhere where no matter who or what or how, or you get to be you and you get to be around other people who are free and safe, and people are at their best when they're free and safe and themselves and happy. So like it'll be a great opportunity to come together, to have fun, to celebrate, to remember, and to you know, work together to make sure our community stays safe and welcoming as possible.
And it's also, it's welcome to, I've noticed at a lot of the library events that we've done, it's allyship is just as important represented. So it's like, if you are not queer, if you're not LGBTQIA2S+ identifying, absolutely come and celebrate with everyone. You know, we, as long as you are happy, safe, and welcoming, that is all I think anyone's going to ask of you.
Absolutely. You know, it's up to everyone to make sure our communities are safe for everyone. Mm-hmm. So, like, join us in the fun, join us in the fight. Everyone, come have a good time with us. Yeah. June 26th from 4 o'clock to 9 o'clock.
June 26th, 4 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Is there anything else that you guys want to add today before we wrap up and...
We'll drop a special hint. I know there was a drag show last year, and this weekend there will not be one, but stay tuned. There might be some more information coming in July.
Stay tuned. We hope to hear from TWC and TAV and more from the library about what's coming up for Pride, and you guys always have so many great events, so I'm excited to just, you know, have you guys back on coffee to talk about what's happening in the community.
Yay!
Yay!
Well, thank you so much for joining me, and we'll see everyone Friday, June 26th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Mm. That was Michaela Miller with the library and Taylor Finley with TWC talking about the upcoming Pride events here in Bethel.
This is Coffee at KYUK.